This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado's Task Force on Artificial Intelligence is finalizing its recommendations. CPR's Benta Berklin has more on what it proposes.
The law aims to give consumers and the state the ability to know and enforce when AI systems make consequential decisions about people's lives and things like banking and education that are discriminatory. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Robert Rodriguez chairs the task force and sponsored the bill.
But we're really trying to focus this on the most harmful decisions that could affect somebody's life and future.
Some of the sticking points are which AI systems are covered under the bill and how much information about them consumers should have. AI companies are concerned about revealing to competitors how their systems work and that this could stifle innovation. I'm Benta Berklund, CPR News.
A bill that will require insurance companies to cover mental health for Coloradans is making its way through the state legislature. Last week, lawmakers on a House committee unanimously passed the bill. It attempts to cut down on insurance denials of mental health claims. It would do this by defining what exactly is a medical necessity for treatment of mental health and substance use conditions. Backers say the legislation is needed with mental health struggles for youth on the rise. Also, they say last year, most Coloradans with commercial insurance who had a diagnosed mental health condition didn't get the care they needed. The new Ford Amphitheater in Colorado Springs had a rocky debut last summer, drawing noise complaints from neighbors. But the CEO of the company behind the amphitheater describes the opening season as a success, especially for the local economy.
We've collected 21,000 letters, I think, of people that have just loved it. We sold every single one of our fire pit suites out. So we couldn't be more happy with where the business has gone and what the Ford has done and what it's done to the rest of our businesses.
J.W. Roth says two new hotels and five new restaurants have opened specifically to serve crowds coming to the amphitheater. This is CPR News.